I'm going to bring you this audio in two languages, at least for a few minutes, before we we confuse the individual that's going to be giving you Gaelic for All Hell is Breaking Loose here in Dublin.
Tán dánig críochnuanais im lá cliath.
And it certainly is. I'm sat here with...
Roger Overall.
And Ronan Kirby.
And we are taking refuge in one of the most historically correct places. Should you find yourself in an emergency, you head to the nearest pub. And not only do they have refreshment, they have PowerPoints, toilets, enough for everybody in the pub. And Sanctuary at the moment. I had to be driven here in a taxi with a fearful guy who was actually a little bit scared to be driving in this weather that has suddenly hit this part of Ireland. A motorcyclist had been blown off in front of us. The taxi driver nearly crashed whilst looking at women's clothing that was blowing in all kinds of directions that not healthy. I pointed to some flagpoles waving violently in the wind and I said, wow, they look like they're going to snap. And he says, I remember that they had flags on this morning. And as I look out of the hotel right now, there is a flag missing from the flagpole out of the window. What is happening? Does anybody actually know what's happening?
I think all hell is breaking loose, which is what Ronan just said in Irish. It's a little bit windy, is what it is. There's a bit of a breeze out there this evening.
Didn't the government actually call this a red alert?
They did. Red weather warning, absolutely, yes. And it started in the south, which is where we're heading. And we will find out if there's anything left of the south. Now, we happen to know that where we're going to be heading for our meal this evening, the electricity is out, so it's going to be sandwiches. And your bed and breakfast is running off a generator, apparently. And
I'll need my own. I've got a lot of tech.
You've got a lot of tech. If you could pull out one of your pockets, you could have a mini generator. Now, wouldn't that be something? You could just have a...
I've got a wind-up. I've got wind-up chargers, wind-up USB. All of this stuff is at home because when I Googled Ireland, it said civilised, weatherproof. Look at Ronan gritting his teeth.
Wind-up USB, that's a wind-up in its own right.
I must admit, it takes about 50,000 wines for you to charge one bar on an iPhone.
Well, I used to live in Twickenham, which is where Trevor Bayliss lived.
Yeah.
And he's famous for the wind-up radio, of course.
I've met him a few times, actually, and he's actually quite a nice guy. Very frustrated that it hasn't made him any money, but he has gifted the technology to many.
Yes, well, I know. I actually never met him. I know where he... worked from, but
he's
just
still,
the concept.
He's still there, he's still alive. Still alive, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm still talking about him in the past tense, and Trevor, I'm doing you a complete disservice, and people will be getting in touch with you now going, you still all right? You okay? Are you with us? documentally, we're talking to somebody who said,
no, Roger said you were dead, Trevor. I did audio boot with him once. I want to say thank you, Roger, for being the saviour. So, well, you haven't saved us yet, but it is your mission, hence you not drinking beer right now.
Yeah, I'm the designated driver. We will see how far we get. The roads apparently have been all torn up with wind, rain, fallen over tracks.
Why are we driving?
Well, because the train isn't running.
Is it blown away or is it just stopped?
Well, trains in Ireland are made of paper, obviously. No, there's... This is not true.
The leaves on the track.
Yeah, and leaves.
Trees on the track.
Exactly.
Yes, indeed.
Leaves with the accompanying trunks is what is stopping the trains at the moment. So that is why you are not going to be able to travel south on a train this evening. And it's just pure coincidence that I happen to be in the neighbourhood.
Yes, and it is fantastic that you had a big important meeting in Dublin and that you now have to drive back and we're going to go cross-country, we're going to grab some supplies, we're going to use that cigarette lighter socket to make sure our devices are fully topped up for the duration. It would be nice to stop for another beer, but I think toilets may be scarce as well. And have you ever tried to urinate in a wind this strong?
Yes. As somebody who masquerades as a landscape photographer, so weather like this is like a written invitation. Yes, but you learn very quickly which direction to point.
When the clouds are moving this fast, in fact, they're actually high altitude. Oh, they are actually moving very fast for a high altitude. Do you need a faster shutter speed?
Actually, I tend to try and go for nice long shutter speeds, but that's a different conversation.
Definitely. I'm glad you cut that short. I was worried about listening to blurry waterfall talk. So we're going to venture out soon. There will possibly be updates from the road, depending on whether or not we have 3G outside of the beautiful city of Dublin, which at the moment is stocking me up on a small portion of Guinness before the adventure ahead. Some people think I planned this. This weather is nothing to do with me. Thank you very much, Roger. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I know your name. Yeah, yeah.
You're very welcome.